Hey guys, thanks for joining us for this 7th episode in Season 4 of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. Special guest on this episode is our good friend, singer-songwriter Craig Wayne Boyd. We'll talk about his new single, Let It Ride, Let It Roll. He's also got a show at Gillies in Durant coming up this Saturday, November the 11th. We'll also talk about his upcoming album in spring of 2024, and we're going to make a special announcement, the first of weekly guest performers that's going to be added to his Christmas show that's going to be held at the Mule House in Nashville, December 17th. Of course, if you would, please take the time to subscribe, comment, leave some feedback, and share with your friends. Now, you know, there was a time when all the cool cars had fuzzy dice hanging from their rearview mirror. Then the fun police banned them just because they obstructed the driver's view. Well, now the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration wants drivers to stop putting rhinestones on their steering wheel. There's apparently a growing trend of people putting decorative emblem decals over the vehicle's logo in the center of the steering wheel. Officials say that kitschy bling like this might seem pretty and fun, but it's dangerous and even deadly. If the airbags deploy, those decorations could become shrapnel-like projectiles. They say that at least one driver lost an eye when an emblem with rhinestones got dislodged in a crash and hit the driver in the face. But I can hear my daughter already said, "But what about my fluffy leopard print steering wheel cover?" I don't think they're talking about that. Now, if you quit watching TV tomorrow, you'd still have time for a second job, at least one that's part-time. A survey found the average American streams 1,112 hours of shows and movies a year. That's over 21 hours a week. Now, 5,000 Americans were polled, 100 in every state. And a few more quick stats on America's streaming habits for you. First off, the state that streams the most is Wyoming, where 40% of people stream more than 50 hours of content a week. Yeah, that's enough for a full-time job. Second, Minnesota is the top state for true crime shows. Indiana watches the most dramas. Nevada loves romantic comedies, and people in Idaho are the most likely to stream the same movie over and over again. Third, Netflix and chill. 57% think streaming while hooking up is an acceptable first date now. But once you're through the hookup stage, you better be into the same stuff. Having a different taste in movies is a deal breaker for 45% of us. And finally, holiday movies are big this time of year, but not only this time of year. Two-thirds occasionally watch them other times. 74% of women and 60% of men. The state where people are most likely to watch Christmas movies out of season is Alaska. 93% of Alaskans say they do it. This is a buddy of ours. Been buddies since about a month before he went on a show, The Voice. And it's funny because we have a friend in common too. I know you played bass with a buddy of mine, Ricky Young, back in the day as well.
Oh, so yeah.
We got some connection there. It's my buddy Craig Wayne Void on with us today. And Craig, it's exciting to talk to you. And man, you got all kinds of things to talk about as well.
I do. Yeah, life has been crazy, man.
Now tell us first off the new single. I was checking it out again before we connected here. Let It Ride, Let It Roll. Tell us where this one came from for you, and how excited you are about the reception you've been getting so far.
You know, for me, this song came from coming out of the. I spent the past few years in a vocal group, and it kind of had me sidetracked, and things ended in a way that I wasn't had no control over, and it messed with my head a little bit. And this was kind of my therapy song to get through that. And like, you know what, who cares? Just let it ride, let it roll. Let's keep rolling. You know, just keep pay no mind to the swerves and all the stuff that I can't control. I'm just going to stay focused on what I do. And that's to go out and entertain and play music for people.
And how hard is it to emotionally get yourself past things that are out of your control? I know for me, losing family, losing jobs, stuff like that how hard it took, how hard and how long it is taking me to get through that stuff. And how much of an inner struggle was that for you, bro?
You know, one of my coping mechanisms is to keep going. Mm-hmm. That's the way I handle things. But then I have to go back and emotionally handle it. And not always the best way to do things, but that's how I tended to, I guess, live my life. It's been that way since I was a kid. You know, that's mm-hmm. it, you focus on getting things done first, and then we'll deal with the rest of it. You know, but it's not easy by no means. And I think it's something that we all can relate to, is that, you know, we want to keep that strong mindset. Did we always live it that way? No, mm-hmm. but it's always a good reminder that, hey, this is the way we should let you know, like be a duck, man. Just let it roll off your back.
and to have the fan support you've got as well. I know that's gotta be huge for you in times, trying times, to know that they've got your back, and whenever you've got some good news to share, the feedback you get as well.
It's what a blessing. I would have never thought, you know, 9-10 years later that the same folks that were there to support me then are still supporting me now. I mean, and they live my life with me. You know, the wife and I, when we first met, we made that decision, you know, how are we going to live the rest of our lives? I had already put myself out there as kind of like been in everybody's living room for 9 or 10 months. I became a household fixture. Was I going to continue my life that way and share those moments with everyone? And that's what we decided we would do. And now we got the Boyd's R Us stuff, and there's some chats about making that even a larger thing. But that's just kind of the way we've lived it. And it's cool that people still tune in to find out what else is going on.
Speaking about Boyd's R Us, I mean, for you, how cool is that to be imparting that on a next generation and being able to share that with other folks?
I've been very blessed with 5 extremely talented kids. it's mind blowing. That is like usually you got one of them, and you know, I don't want to jinx myself because we haven't ran into it yet, but you usually got one that's, you know, kind of crazy or something, but I don't have that, which is cool so far. So fingers crossed. they're all extremely well behaved and just wise beyond their years. I hope that's a reflection of the parents. I hope, you know, but it's really cool. This Jackson, my oldest, he's the leader, and he's setting a great example for the rest that are coming up. As I hear the kids in the background.
I was going to say, they heard them being spoken about. They're like, hey, this is our intro. Now tell us, getting out on the road again. I know that you're going to be in the big city of Durant coming up
this weekend. We're going to be out in Durant. Is that how we say it, right?
Durant. They do say. I don't live over in that area, but I made the mistake. I called it Durant a couple of times, and everybody, no, it's Durant. So there you go. You got a heads up before you get there.
Oh yeah, I always love going out there to, it's, you know, Gilly's there at the mm-hmm. Choctaw Casino, and it's always fun. I'm excited to, I'm sure we'll have a bunch of some familiar faces in the crowd hanging out with us, we're focusing a lot in hitting that Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas region for the next 6-8 months. We're gonna be hitting it pretty hardcore in that region, so I'm excited.
That's cool. Now the name associated with that has always been one for me that takes you back to the honky tonks. When you think about the honky tonks back in the 70s and the 80s, and of course you think Gillies, and to be associated, but be playing in Gillies for you. I mean, what's that like to be associated with that name as well?
I've had the privilege of playing a majority of the Gillies around the country, and I hear they're opening up another one.
All right.
Let me think about this for a second, because I just heard this last week. I want to say it's somewhere in Kansas, of all things. They're putting the Gillies out there. Cool. I'm like, oh, that's cool. But I've been able to play a lot of the Gillies around the country, and it's, you know, it, again, it's a cool brand. The Vegas one was a blast.
I guarantee.
Of course, everything in Vegas is, you know, over the top. But yeah, I'm honored to keep getting to play those places. It's cool.
That's cool. Now, you got the opportunity to go back on The Voice with Blake this last May. For you, how cool is it now after a few years away to step back in there, and what memories did it bring back stepping back on that stage that first time?
There was a lot of nostalgia for sure. Like walking all the same footsteps that you walked, you know, like, again, I mentioned it earlier, 9 months of your life, if not longer than that. Well, for me, it was almost a year from audition time all the way through to winning. Making some of those same little golf cart rides and all of that. It was a lot of nostalgia walking in on the soundstage for the first time in, you know, quite a few years. It was emotional. And it was cool too, because there was a lot of the same faces still there. A lot of the, like, from the stage managers to the sound guys to the camera operators, there was a lot of them that are still the same people that was there, you know, when I was on. So it was like a big homecoming. And it was cool seeing the other contestants that had been through it. I mean, even though they've had 20 some odd seasons at this point, that's still only 20 some odd winners, you know? And if you look at the top three, that's 60 some odd people, you know? It's not a lot of people in the world that have truly experienced the grind and the emotional roller coaster that you go through. So it was cool to meet those guys and see their personalities. I'm like, oh, I see what they did. We're pretty similar. This is weird.
How much would you like to take those techs and those engineers that run the show to take them with you on the road sometimes? I mean, I know what technical difficulties can be like on the road. I mean, how much would you like to be able to lean on those guys sometimes?
Oh my goodness. They're the best of the best, you know? Yeah, that would be a blast to be able to have that kind of that their artistry at your disposal. That was what, you know, being on the show was one of the coolest things. Was you'd have an idea and you could sketch it out or write it down and take it to them and say, here's what I'd like to do. And they're like, okay, we'll have it ready for you tomorrow. I was like, how? But it was very cool.
Now for you, the, got the Christmas show also coming up in Nashville as well. How cool to get buddies together, playing a show there at the Mule House. I almost said the Mule Shoe.
Yeah, the Mule House. I'm excited to get out there and play. It's just down the street from me. I live just south of town, and it's just a little bit further south. It's like a little mini Ryman Auditorium out there. It's really cool. This is going to be a fun one, because incorporating the Boys R Us, the clan, all the kids are going to have a moment that they get to shine and sing along. I'm spilling a little bit of the beans, but and then I got quite a few buddies that are coming in to help me out. I think we're announcing it. Well, I'm announcing it right now. I guess it's today, tomorrow. Todd Tillman, who was on The Voice during COVID. He's going to come out and sing with me on a tune and then share some stuff of his own. I got a couple other friends that are on the line. We'll be announcing weekly all the way up to the show.
That's cool. That's cool. I look forward to that. And a new album, Spring 2024. Tell us a little bit about the inspiration and maybe some of the other track writing that you had leading up to this one for you.
I've been writing my booty off, man. I've been going down to Muscle Shoals. I just was down there for a couple of days here recent, and I wrote some smashes. I got to write with one of my favorite writers to write with is James LeBlanc. He and I, throughout the years, we probably have 7 or 8 songs on my albums that we've written together. He's just one of those go-to guys for me. But he brought in one of his heroes, Big Al Anderson. It was NRBQ, the old rock band from the 80s, 90s. And he has that just a little knack to him. If you remember a song, I believe it was Diamond Rio, Unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Kissable, Huggable, Lovable, Unbelievable. That's Big Al's stuff. That's the kind of songs that he writes.
I got you.
And it was cool to immediately have that influence brought in. So it's, you guys are going to be excited about some tunes like that. I mean, I have a soft spot for those kind of tunes, man. It's like, yeah, this is cool. He brought in some cool flavor to the write session. And then I realized that a lot of the music I put out over the past few years is all stuff that, like, I recorded an album right off of The Voice and it got shelved. And then I recorded another album and that got put out. But there was a lot of that stuff that was my life. It got kind of out of chronological order, you know? But I was still feeding off of a lot of those tunes and hadn't written about where I'm at now. I mean, heck, I'm married and got 5 kids. I didn't have any of that back then, you know? So this is kind of just the update of life. For me, I've always used albums as this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm doing with this album, is catching up. You know, I have some father son songs on there. A lot of the love songs. I'm a sucker for that. We put out a couple of those already for this album. But then just the life stories. You know, that's where I'm kind of sitting at.
Now, who are the writers? I know every time we talk, I ask you what songwriters out there are inspiring you right now. Who's a songwriter that right now is maybe motivating you, if you will?
I would say it's probably more artist than his song choices. And it leads into some of the guys that I write with, because they have a lot of the songs with them, like Tony Lang and David Lee have been a lot of the writers behind all the new Cody Johnson stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's been an inspiration to me. I've known Cody since way back, from early Texas days, you know, 07, 08. But it's been a cool thing to see his journey and where he's at. And I respect that big time. And I'm not sure I will never be a Cody, because we're two different people, but a lot of his song choices have been very, very calculated, and that inspires me. Yeah. I like the meat that's in the songs.
That's cool. Now for you, looking past the upcoming album, I know you got goals. I know you got aspirations. What's next in line that you're looking at?
It's for me, it's always been first and foremost the songs. There's been some opportunities of helping out some up and coming guys that are doing quite well. There's a couple of them out there that I'm huge fans of. Braxton Keith and Zach Top, some of these kids that are really carrying on. They have the ability to carry on the torch, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
I'm really focusing on getting in and writing with these kids and getting a little bit of my stamp in there to help them go forward.
And I know I wanted to mention, as listening to the new single as well, you make sure you got a little of that twang in there too. You're not ever going to lose that, are you?
Oh no, I'll never lose that. I might have got steered a couple times, a little bit away from it, but I'll never lose it. It's always there.
That's awesome. Well, again, the show coming up at Gillies, the upcoming album, the new single. Where's the best place, Craig, to catch up with everything, social media and all that? Is the website or
The best place is just go to craigwingboyd.com. We got brand new merchandise, we put out 3 or 4 different new designs that just came out. And we're working on getting those out live, but right now you can order them online. And it's again, craigwingboyd.com. From there, you can find all the links to all the shows, get your tickets ahead of time. Find out where to come hang out with us.
All right. Well, Craig, it is always great to see you, brother. I wish I could be out there at Gillies this weekend. I'll have to catch you next time around, brother.
Hey man, like I said, we're focusing on that region a lot over the next few months. So I'm sure we'll be close to you soon.
All right. Well, Craig Wayne Boyd, check him out. CraigWayneBoyd.com. He keeps it simple for us. We'll talk to you real soon, my brother.
Much love, brother.
Well, Pizza Hut has a new topping that you can't get in the U.S. But don't worry, you're not going to be too disappointed. Pizza Huts in Hong Kong are now selling snake meat pizza. Now, it's their take on a traditional steak stew that's popular in China during fall and winter. Now, each 9-inch pizza comes with cheese, mushrooms, dried ham, and a generous serving of snake meat that's cut into strips. Now, instead of tomato sauce, it has an abalone sauce. So yeah, it's a little different. Now, someone who tried it said that the snake meat kind of tastes like chicken, but drier. If you do want to try it, you're going to need to book a flight to Hong Kong pretty quick. It's only on the menu through November 22nd. Well, I do want to thank you again for joining us for this 7th episode of Season 4 of Good Questions with Cameron Dole. If you ever have a comment, question, or anything else you'd like to know, you can hit us up on the socials, X, formerly Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook at The Cameron Dole. You can also subscribe to my YouTube channel, Cameron Dole, and if you have a special guest idea, just email me, gqwithcam@gmail.com. Again, thanks to our good friend Brandon Allen for coming up with our theme music. Gonna let him play us out, and we'll be back real soon with Episode 8.